And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Welcome to another edition of Move It Forward Monday, where we acknowledge that life has its twists, its turns, its ups, its downs, its uh-ohs, and oh shit. But that's not stopping us, is it? On Move It Forward Monday, we discuss both the philosophical and the tactical tips to take whatever it is you're trying to accomplish and move it forward. Quite frankly, I don't think there's been an episode, even though we're only three deep here, that's been so relevant to this Monday, which is the Monday following a very surprise election for some people. And there are a bunch of people that feel, let's just say there are 50% of America that thinks we're moving it forward, and 50% of America is crying in the fetal position right now.
They are.
And
I'm going to hell!
And what are we going to do to move it forward, right? So the first episode, we talked about what's next, which is obviously on a lot of people's minds right now. What's next? What's going to happen, right? We saw it in the stock market. It was crazy. You watched the futures that night and was like over 100.
The world is over!
Yeah, it's over. And then you wake up and it ends up, you know, whipshaw and all the way up to... What was it?
It was down 700-plus points in the futures, and then it ended up almost flat.
Yeah, so people were worried, like, what is next, right? Mm-hmm. What? And they were all, everyone was expecting it to go this way. Not everyone, but the majority of people were expecting it, and it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Question after that, or the next episode, was where are you at, right? If you're going to figure out what's next, you got to start with where you're at. And one of the most important things when you're trying to figure out where you're at, other than the obvious, like if it's finances, where am I at financially or mentally? Am I stable? All that kind of stuff. But sometimes where you're at is the environment you're in. And keep it in context with this election, we have a couple different things going on. There's the macro and there's the micro, otherwise known in the Richie-isms as there's microscopes and telescopes, right? And you, depending upon where you put your perception and your, you know, what your paradigm you're coming from, some people are thinking, this is the shittiest environment ever.
Right.
And some people are going, holy crap, this is the best environment ever, right? And, but... On Move It Forward Monday, what we're the real theme is, no matter what's going on out there, what can you do inside while acknowledging what's going on out there to keep yourself moving forward? So in a situation like I was going to ask you guys, from an entrepreneur perspective, what do you think the differences in your world? I want to hear from each of you. Macro, what does the environment look like to you and how it might and how you might move forward? And micro, how does the environment look to you and how you might move forward in your businesses?
Ladies first, Mary Goulet.
Macro, I have a sense of opportunity, of a feeling that there's tremendous opportunity, at least with my work, especially the writing, the radio, that element. Micro, I would be making more lists, being less ADD, finishing tasks, focus on them, finish them, and so I'm prepared for the opportunities that might come, or I'm able to create my own. So I feel pretty optimistic right now.
So you're feeling good for entrepreneurialism?
Yes.
Moving forward.
Yeah. I mean, something really, really interesting happened Wednesday morning. And what happened was I woke up. And I woke up Wednesday morning pretty much the same way I woke up Tuesday morning and the Monday before that and the Sunday before that, et cetera, et cetera. So the world didn't end. We're still here doing our thing. One person, in terms of our government is concerned, even if it's the president of the United States, one person really doesn't have the ability to massively impact on a macro level
right
what transpires in our country. and even on a global level for sure, because the countries that potentially could be impacted by this man being in charge still have the ability to control their own respective destinies. The worst that's going to happen is you're going to get tariffed the shit out of what you bring in. And so instead of, you know, being able to sell it for a dollar, you have to sell it now for $2. You still have a choice. Am I going to ship into that country or not? So on a macro level, I don't think that anything changes. Not in my business anyway. I don't think that there is something that is going to dramatically depart from what has been taking place pre his election, and whether it's a year from now or 4 years from now, whatever happens in my business is going to be a direct reflection of what I do. Period. End story. He is not coming in to run my business. He's not coming in to buy anything from me, although that, you know, might be good if I get a good government contract out of this. But, you know, reality is he has no impact at all whatsoever on what happens on a macro level. On a micro level, I do think that in the business of personal development, and in the business of online marketing and some of the things that I do, there is the opportunity to speak to the fears that people are feeling right now.
So opportunity.
So opportunity, your point, Mary. Exactly. Yeah. Because people need reassurances. And they also, going back to Soulful Sunday and talking about personal responsibility and just being self-reliant, I do think that what you'll see is that a lot more people will step up and say, I need to take more personal responsibility for what happens to me in my life. And from a business perspective, I need to take more personal responsibility in terms of the success or failure of my business. So that's how I'm seeing it on a macro and a micro.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it. It's funny, you know, we record this on Thursday, batch it out, but we're doing all our other shows, and it just hit me. I didn't know what you guys were talking about ahead of time, but part of what helps move it forward when you're looking from this environmental perspective are the two things you talked about. Mm-hmm. Like the two main ingredients for what you have to do to keep it in perspective and have the right paradigm, as far as I'm concerned, is you have to, when something happens, like what happened, you have to stop and not react too quick. Otherwise, reclaim
the canyon.
The canyon.
Yep.
And then you go over to Mary and you say, well, my life is kind of screwed regardless if I'm dependent upon what this outside entity does.
Sure.
Right? So I need to go into self-reliance. And so from a Move It Forward Monday perspective, we're looking at this. And I say, no matter who you are, you can move this, that you can take your torch, you basically work on your environment. So you're the disappointed and you have, you're rolling in the fetal position right now.
Yeah.
Keep your group, keep your clan, keep moving it forward. Keep your heart centered.
That is part of why you got elected, by the way, because of the clan.
I know there's a joke. But believe me, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But basically, bottom line is this. Your only chance to move it forward is if you know you're the only person who is going to look after your life with intent. And if you don't, good luck. You're riding the roller coaster ride. You're a pachinko ball. You're a grain of sand in the ocean.
Yeah.
And so to keep moving it forward, keep perspective, work on your environment, get the people around you who you know, love and support, and look at the bigger picture. Look at what's working in your local community. Work on your business, your local community. Do what you can do locally, and you will see massive results globally, because the small groups of people to get together and unite and create that environment that fosters growth, that's the only thing that's going to help everybody move it forward. Thanks again to another edition of Move It Forward Monday, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com. One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you.
In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What?, Steve Ulcher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.